Ethiopia has sent a letter to the United Nations and the African Union saying it will withdraw its forces from positions inside Somalia by the end of December. African and Western diplomats confirmed to VOA the letter was delivered several days ago. The pullout would come 2 years after Ethiopian troops invaded their lawless Horn of Africa neighbor to drive out Islamists who had imposed Sharia law on a large part of the country. Since then, the Ethiopian contingent of between 10,000 and 15,000 troops has been the prime force propping up Somalia's fragile transitional government. They operate alongside a 3,400-strong AU peacekeeping unit known as AMISOM, made up of Ugandan and Burundian soldiers. The letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and African Union Commission Chairman Jean Ping announcing the intent to withdraw was sent after Ethiopian Foreign Minister Seyoum Mesfin publicly warned Somalia's feuding president and prime minister to patch up their differences or be left alone to fight among themselves. Many African diplomats have openly expressed fears that an Ethiopian pullout could lead to an immediate collapse of the TFG, as the Somali government is known, but AU Commission Chairman Ping told reporters Wednesday he has received assurances from Ethiopia that they will not completely abandon Somalia and will remain on the border poised to return if conditions deteriorate.
In spite of the withdrawal of the Ethiopian, they will remain committed just in the other side of the border, and they will intervene, and the African troops will remain there. The AMISOM will remain there and will continue to ask a strengthening of this AMISOM by asking new troops and also financial assistance.
Ping says he is preparing for a number of possible scenarios to protect Somalia and the remaining peacekeepers when Ethiopia pulls out. But he expressed hope the Ethiopians could be persuaded to postpone their withdrawal if Somalia's leaders settle their internal dispute.
But this depends on the behavior of the transitional government of Somalia. We hope that they will understand that we are there to help the country, to help them, and they should stop quarreling. So we hope that this will be the case, and then we can continue this operation in Somalia.
Ping says negotiations are on to attract more African troops to bolster the AU force, so it could shoulder the entire peacekeeping burden once Ethiopia withdraws. Kenya has already said it will soon dispatch a battalion to Somalia. Ping says he's also urging the UN Security Council to provide help in view of the surge of piracy that threatens vital shipping lanes off the Somali coast.
We have already requested from Security Council a need for them to come as quick as possible, because the disorder we are seeing on the ocean with piracy is an extension on the sea of the disorder which is going on the mainland.
African diplomats Thursday expressed hope that the current crisis could force governments in the region and the international community to take a fresh look at ways to prevent a turn for the worse in Somalia. The country has been without a functioning government for 18 years. A combination of lawlessness and civil war has created one of the world's worst humanitarian disasters. The United Nations estimates 3.2 million people, about 40% of the population, are in need of emergency assistance. While requesting anonymity, one senior diplomat from a country considering a troop contribution to AMISOM told VOA, "Ethiopia can't leave now, it's just too dangerous." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.